this, but I know now that you are my family. And I love you. And I'm so thankful that you showed me the great love that you have. And it was no doubt one of the warmest messages of compassion and brotherhood that I've seen in a long time. Thank you for being that example of our Savior and his love. Now, I could spend the rest of the day thanking you, and I really would mean it. But I'm gonna press on here, and I'm going to give you my testimony of this ordeal that I have been through. And I'm going to name it, I'm the Better For It. And the scripture that I want to kind of hover over this is Romans 8:28. We're all familiar with it. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. And I couldn't help but to subtitle it, Fear Not. Fear not. That's priceless. Many of us can remember that first call. Similar to Abraham, we left it familiar. We laced up our proverbial sandals and placed our feet on a path just dimly lit with promises held out before us, wooing us to come a little further as he would, and with each step we trusted him just the more. Seemed like the way just opened up with new hope, great expectations. Along the way, we grew with confidence and we drew closer to him, even coming to know him better. However, those who have traveled up this road to Zion on our way home, we've experienced trouble in this world. Nobody else? We have experienced trouble in this world. We will have trouble in this world, but take heart. I have overcome the world. John 16:33. Most of us know that verse pretty well. For we know what it means to have our faith tested, do we not? You have felt the heat of its flames. A fiery trial that just literally purged the dross off your heart, purifying your soul to see the character of God in dimensions never experienced heretofore, but just only knew about them. For those of us who have persevered through the flames, who have pressed through the difficulties and have broken free to the other side of our turbulent times, we will invariably make the comment, I am the better for it. My testimony today is in honor of Jesus, our Lord. Man, he's been patient with me. And it seems that he was pleased to show me more of himself. Quoting from Psalms chapter 9, 1 through 2, I will praise you, O Lord. O Lord, with all of my heart, I will tell of your wonders. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, Most High. I would be remiss if I did not tell you what the Lord has done. Therefore, how many of you know that there's a world of difference between knowing something to be true in your head and experiencing the reality? It's one thing to know about God, but it's another thing to know him. When Jesus said eternal life is knowing God, he did not mean that eternal life is knowing about God. He was not referring to someone who's read many books, attended many seminars. He was talking about God, a firsthand of experiential knowledge. Little did I suspect that the Lord was about to initiate an advanced course of study. Just to get to know him a little better. The name of the course, he didn't name it, I did. Tried by Fire 201. First chapter, cancer. Wow. You want me to do what? Quoting from James 1, verse 2. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds. January 27th, 2022, a day I won't forget. I suffered my greatest test of faith thus far. No, I did not rejoice, nor did I count it pure joy. That would come later. The next 7 weeks were filled with wonder, signs, and yes, divine healing. My world became full of subliminal messages, signs of his promises being fulfilled, prayers being answered. His presence was powerfully persuasive. I started to see the characteristics of God coming through my day-to-day activities in ways I knew about, had heard about, had believed, but I had not really known. The scripture is the record of God's revelation of himself to man. Each of the many names of God represents an aspect of his nature. I experienced dimensions of his character in the midst of this trial that I knew about but didn't really know. El Shaddai, are we familiar with that name? In English, God Almighty. God Almighty. The name of El Shaddai brings with it connotations of strong and able to hold firm to his covenants and to keep all his promises. The Lord first appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob by the name El Shaddai. Abraham was promised a son, and God Almighty kept his promise. Not only was Abraham introduced to the name God Almighty, but now, through his experience, he knows him to be the Almighty, able to do all that he says, even give him a son. I am your shield. Your very great reward. I always knew God as my protector, but now he was actively revealing his name, the Almighty. Throughout this ordeal, from beginning to end, God has been revealing his promises to be sure. His name, El Shaddai, the Almighty, was bearing itself out to be true. He kept his promise to be a shield and my very great reward. He kept his promise to be my protector. And he showed me his great deliverance to remove all my fears. He proved to be my strength, sustainer, and my supplier. He kept his promise to be my shield and very great reward. His name is El Shaddai, God Almighty. Quoting Psalms 34:4, I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. I just got to say this off script. Do you realize how valuable that is? Has anybody ever been in a situation where they find themselves with a life-threatening situation and you wonder, no fear? No fear? It didn't even make sense. Well, the aspect of his nature contained in this verse, having the virtue of a promise in it, was answered for me in ways that was unimaginably indescribable. From the very first word of this diagnosis, the words fell off me like water rolling off feathers. My inner man wasn't fazed in the least, which led me to ask myself, did you hear what the doctor said? Of course I did. Are you in denial? No. I fully understand what confronts me. Well, I walked out of that ER that morning on January the 27th, having my first experience of a promise to deliver me from all my fears. And at that point, having a full look at his faithfulness, now being convinced he will do what he says. He sustained me through all of this. He nourished me. He blessed me with a mighty deliverance and removed all fear from me. I sought him, and he answered me. He answered me. I know. I now understand his character to be true by this experience, and I trust in the more for it. Jehovah Shalom. Are you familiar with that name? The Lord is peace. Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything. Instead, in every situation with prayer, if being delivered from my fears weren't enough, the Lord poured out a second blessing when he revealed the character of his peace, the Prince of Peace, the tranquility of Shalom, a peace that passed all my understanding. His peace ran through me unimpeded by fear, and it welled up within my soul as never before. What I once understood as peace to bring was now surpassed by a double measure of presence that went far above anything I had heretofore experienced. I was easily persuaded to trust him even more. He's a shield. Every word of God is tested. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. Proverbs 35, you are my shield, my very great reward. I went into battle facing a giant much stronger than I. Every day that I lay down upon the equipment charged to annihilate this tumor, I understood the damage it could do and knew most came out of this with irreparable collateral damage. I anticipated the worst. But I came out better than most. The doctors referred to me as their straight-A patient. I finally got straight A's. My resistance against the radiation was rare. The doctors were amazed. I came away from the treatment the better for it. I'd always understood my God to be a protector, but now, by experience, I knew him as my shield. Jehovah Rapha. Familiar with that name? The Lord that heals. For reasons to be disclosed at a later time, you thought this was only going to be once. For reasons to be disclosed at a later time, I went into this diagnosis fully prepared to accept this trial to be my last. My only prayer was for an easy landing. Oh, Lord, I prayed, spare me from the horribly slow and suffocating death described by the doctor, that you might find a way to bring me home safe without the horrors attached to it. I informed the doctors of my intentions to forego the treatment and was content with my going home to heaven. I have to say this, as my friend Larry, I swear this guy heard me say one more time that I wish I was dead. Yeah, I think he just wanted to leave. Okay, enough already. You really, all right, no, I'm ready. He's like, oh, okay, me too, he says. He was a great friend. And let me just for a moment acknowledge my good friend Larry. This man forced himself on me. He did. Out of love. He wanted me to be cared for. He wanted me to be there every day. I didn't need him there every day. But he sure wanted to be there. I'd be getting ready at 6 in the morning to go do my radiation. The phone would ring. Guess who? Larry, can I help you? No, Larry, thank you, brother. But we did arrange an agreement that he'd come on certain days when I was having this little flush going on, and he'd sit here, and he'd sit with me, and we would talk, and at one point we had the whole floor evangelized. Remember that, Larry? The whole floor was evangelized. They did place to come unglued for the Lord that day. Did it not, Larry? It did indeed. I'll never forget that. I'll never forget that. Well, I lost my place. For reasons I won't go into right now, though, my mind was changed, obviously, by some convincing doctors who assured me that I was in good hands. And when he said that to me, you're in good hands, Curtis, I heard him, but my heart leaped inside me as though I'd just heard the voice of God. I was convicted at that very moment I had made the right decision. I kept that conviction to myself, and I pondered my choice intensely to see what God would do. I could go into great detail describing the miraculous divine healings that took place, moments that are indelibly etched upon my mind. First-hand experiences that brought me as close to knowing God than I had ever been before. I'd heard of these wonders. I'd heard of miracles. I'd heard of this stuff, and I believed them. But now, having experienced them firsthand, I can say that I know that name, Jehovah Rapha, my healer. About to close. Through this ordeal, I've experienced firsthand the various and virtuous characteristics of God's divine nature through my suffering. Out of all places, who'd have thunk, huh? I am reminded of the encounter Moses had with God when he asked God, "Whom shall I say sent me?" The great I am. God replied to Moses, "I am who I am." This is what you are to say to the Israelites. "I am has sent me to you." Exodus 3:14. By this, God was declaring, "I am the Eternal One. I will be what I will be." In essence, this declaration held a promise. Whatever you need me to be in your life, that is what I will be. I am everything you will need. The great I am is his name forever, meant to be a memorial of God's great deliverance out of Egypt. Likewise, he is the great I am of my deliverance. He is everything I needed and needed him to be, and have come to experience that name. I am. Right about now, I want to hear a chorus of angels sing praise to the I am. I just hear that right now. Because basically, that's where I want to be. I want to be screaming at the top of my lungs, "Wow, you really were everything I needed you to be. Wow. Wow." 28 years of walking with the Lord every day of your life, you think that would have been a no-brainer. It was not a no-brainer. But it became clear. To sum up my experience throughout this fiery trial would be to say, I am leaving the diagnosis of cancer behind. Can I get something like this? Huh? I'm leaving the diagnosis behind. Huh? Now, I'm going to tell you, I did not expect God to do that. Nor really in some cases, I didn't even want him to. I didn't tell him that. But I really just wanted to find a soft landing. And my prayer was that I might be a witness for him in my suffering. I really didn't pray for healing. But he was pleased to do so. And I'm the better for it. But that was not his greatest work. His highest and most wondrous achievement was an inside job. His greatest feat was to conquer my fear, to be my Prince of Peace, to shield me from great harm, and to heal this broken heart. He is my healer. I know him firsthand. I wouldn't have dared said that in public. But today, I know him firsthand. He speaks with me. He walks with me. He talks with me. He protects me. He shields me. He feeds me. He sustains me. He brings satisfaction to my soul. I know him firsthand. And having passed through this trial, and having received from him the blessing to know him better, I'll start it with, we're going to get to know each other a little better here. Curtis, And you're getting a promotion. We're going to get you into the 201 course. And your first chapter is cancer. It's kind of sudden, isn't it, Lord? No, I've been working on you for a day like this. I've been waiting for a day like this. Sounds strange, don't it? That's exactly what he did. I now feel comfortable in exclaiming something. I consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever I face a trial of any kind. For out of this infernal that he had me go through came an opportunity to be more like Christ, and for that I will rejoice. There is redemption in suffering. I don't ask any of you to ask for it, but when it comes, I promise you, it is the time the Lord will speak the loudest. I knew that, but I now know it to be true. Great are the wonders of his power over nature, but more splendid is his work, his power, to work in the soul of a man. The greatest wonder of his activity through this test was not the physical healing, as magnificent as that was, more than that, but for the mercy that went before me. His spirit led me through my darkest hour. He kept all fear at bay. All fear. He encircled me with his peace beyond understanding. He shielded me from the deadly rays of radiation, and he healed me. When the Lord announced this course back in January to get to know him better, I didn't want to take the course. Larry knows. I'm sure glad I did. For he's no longer a concept. He is reality. There's a difference, you know. He is the great I am. And I rejoice to know that name. And I am the better for it. In closing, my primary takeaway from this trial, really, it's a brand new definition for the word success. Have you ever thought about what that means? And every time I thought about success, it thought something that I did. You know, look what I did here. Success, right? And I kept thinking, that don't sound right. It took this ordeal to give me that definition. And success is not escaping pain or hardship, but to come through with a solidified faith and a hope made certain. That's not jump change, folks. That is the richest you'll ever be. Made rich in faith at the will of God, an increase brought forth through the mystery of suffering. Who can know the mind of God? Who has ever been his counselor? His judgments are unsearchable. His paths are beyond tracing out. In the final words, for each one of us, there will be a test. I guess the question is, the Lord would ask, will you trust me? And the answer probably will be yes. But I see it's more like, well, we'll see. And if he's anything to you as he has been to me, it will come out in the affirmative. And your trust will be firmly laid on him. And it will be hard to ever remove that. Satan doesn't stand a chance when you know the name, the great I Am. Amen. Thank you.